You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Only One Religion Can Be True. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, Thou didst give birth to the earth and to the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. O Lord, at this hour, look with mercy upon us, strengthen those who are weak, repair broken hearts, and assure all those with a troubled conscience of their full and complete forgiveness through the power of the sin-cleansing blood of your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we pray with confidence. Amen. Remember the Hollywood star named Lou Ayers? Ayers was the first actor to play the role of Dr. Kildare on television, and he was also the star of the movie titled All Quiet on the Western Front. Most people, however, never knew the real Lou Ayers. Ayers' first love was not acting or Hollywood. This famous movie star's greatest interest was in religion. That's correct, in religion. And as Ayers approached his 70th birthday, he confessed, "I have tried to gain some type of understanding, and I have searched for the answers to the great questions of life." Now, this endeavor by such a famous man sounds very noble, wouldn't you agree? Consequently, many of us would like to immediately inquire, how did Mr. Ayers search for the answers to life, and who did he talk to, and what were some of his conclusions? Some years ago, the Detroit Free Press published this information, and the newspaper reported that in his search for answers to the great questions of life, Ayers had traveled to many countries of the world. He then interviewed leaders of the world's great religions, including Hinduism, Islam, Confucianism, Christianity, Judaism, and many others. After his long search, Ayers concluded this. Every religion, he said, is a path to spiritual understanding, and every religion is valid. Now, this conclusion, of course, sounds very appealing, but it is totally opposite from the findings and the conclusion of another man who also spent much time and energy searching for the truth. The second man's name was Peter. He is described in the Bible, and like the movie star Ayers, Peter was also searching for the answers to the great questions in life. Peter was a fisherman, and he also liked to talk, and he liked to express his opinions, and he did this very vigorously. Like many other men in the Palestine of his day, Peter was always interested in teachers and others who claimed to know the ultimate truth and the ultimate religion. In fact, in many ways, Peter was very much like the Hollywood actor Lou Ayers, the star we just spoke about. Ayers was an actor, but he was more interested in religion. Peter was a fisherman, but he too was instantly eager to join any discussion about religion and the great questions of life. Therefore, we might say that both of these men forsook their first calling and aggressively pursued a diligent search for the answers to the ultimate questions of life. But what is interesting is this. In the end, following their independent searches, these two men ended up with totally different conclusions. Ayers was of the opinion that all religions are fundamentally the same and equally valid. Peter, however, had met Jesus the Christ, and after hearing Jesus speak and after seeing the many miracles that Jesus performed, Peter was absolutely convinced that this Jesus was indeed the long-promised Messiah. It is then no wonder that with great conviction Peter said to Jesus, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Movie actors and fishermen are not the only people who have searched for the answers to the great questions in life. Psychologists and sociologists tell us that never before in history have so many people been searching for meaning in life and a reliable religion to believe in. And so today I think it would be very advisable for you and for me to consider, at least briefly, the search of the movie actor and the search of Peter in the Bible, and to see why these two men began at the very same place but ended up with totally different conclusions. And so to begin, let's notice that movie actor Ayers traveled around the world seeking the advice of religious leaders. And these great men surely gave him their philosophical point of view. They offered their arguments as to why they represented the true religion. But for Peter, in the Bible, it was different, very different. Peter didn't dialogue with religious leaders. Peter had met Jesus personally, the one who is the center of all faith. Peter heard Jesus speak. The Savior uttered profound words about the kingdom of God. But that was not all. Through his mighty miracles, Jesus proved beyond all doubt that he was indeed more than just a religious leader, a philosopher, or a guru. Through what he said and through what he did, Jesus openly proclaimed and publicly proved that he was the long-promised Messiah, the Christ. Of course, I realize that for some of you today, this may not be all that significant. But then, let me also ask you this question. If you went out at this hour and did something so simple as fishing, and if you fished all day and caught absolutely nothing, and you had not even a nibble, then, however, if someone standing near you, simply by the power of his own words, would enable you to catch so many fish that you could not pull them all in, would this make an impression on you? This is what the Bible said happened to Peter. In the Gospel of Luke, we read that one day, as Jesus and Peter were together in a boat, Jesus said, "Let down your nets and prepare to catch many fish." Peter replied, "Lord, we have been fishing all night and have caught nothing." But then Peter quickly added, "Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord, I will let down the net." The nets were let down. Immediately, the Bible says, they enclosed so great a multitude of fish that the nets began to break. Peter was embarrassed that he had initially doubted Jesus. He was reminded again that this Jesus was no ordinary person. Jesus was not only words, he was actions and miraculous ones. Or if such a great catch of fish does not impress you today, then let me ask another question. If a member of your family was very sick and a man came along and healed your loved one immediately, simply by the command of his own words, would this impress you? In the Bible, in the book of Mark, we read that one day Peter's mother-in-law lay in bed seriously ill with a fever. Jesus was informed, and the Savior came into the house where the woman lay. Jesus took the woman by the hand, he lifted her up, and immediately, the Bible explains, the fever left her. And again, even though on this occasion Jesus spoke no word to Peter, the miracle performed by the Savior left a powerful impression in Peter's mind. In another situation, it was the end of the Sabbath day, and local people were bringing everyone who was sick to Jesus. And without question, the Bible explains, even as Peter watched, Jesus healed the various diseases. Now, to add to all the miracles, we must also remember that repeatedly Jesus told Peter and the disciples who he was. But these 12 loyal disciples, including Peter, were frequently slow to believe and often confused. This was especially the case whenever Jesus explained his coming crucifixion, his bloody death, and his soon-to-come glorious and victorious Easter resurrection. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read, after this, Jesus kept pointing out to his disciples that he had to go to Jerusalem, and that he had to suffer much from the elders, the ruling priests, the religious scholars, and then be killed. Jesus explained, however, that on the third day he would be raised again from the dead. The Bible then explains that Peter was very upset and very disturbed by what Jesus had said. Therefore, Peter took Jesus aside and started to correct him. "God be merciful to you, Lord," Peter said to Jesus. "This must never happen to you." Yes, this information may be surprising, but according to the Bible, this is the way it was. Even the disciples were slow to believe what would soon happen to Jesus, just as Jesus had foretold it. But when Christ's prophecy was fulfilled, these events were so dramatic, so forceful, and so filled with emotion that the disciples, especially Peter, would never, ever forget them. Peter was also aware of how enemies of Christ had crucified the Savior, how they had cursed Jesus, and how they had spit upon him. And Peter also knew that when the earth shook and the great rocks broke and the darkness covered the entire earth, that this master of his was no ordinary man. But the one event which totally and forever transformed Peter took place 3 days after Jesus was laid in the tomb. 3 days after Jesus was crucified, Peter and John and Mary Magdalene were at the cemetery. They were downcast and they were confused. But then they looked into the tomb where the dead body of their master was supposed to be. But it was not there. By the miraculous power of God the Father, Jesus the Christ had been raised again from the dead, just as he said he would be. Jesus never lied. Jesus not only told the truth, Jesus was and still is today the truth. And so today we have taken the time to summarize in a small way all of the experiences that Peter had as he searched diligently for the truth. And just like the popular Hollywood actor Lou Ayers, Peter could have gone to interview all of the religious leaders of his day. But for Peter, this was unnecessary. Peter had met the Christ, the Messiah, and any further searching or interviews would have been foolish and totally useless. So, my friend, it can be the same for you today. You may be searching for the ultimate truth in life. You and your family may be seeking a religion or a faith to believe in. But your search and your struggle can now be over. And so instead of considering philosophical arguments about which religion is the true religion, first examine the facts of history. Jesus of history not only spoke, but he also acted. Jesus not only said he would save you and me from our sin, but he himself went voluntarily to the cross. He offered his own body as a perfect sacrifice to pay for all of the sins and the bad judgments and the failures in our lives. And all of these miraculous events of Jesus, including his suffering, his death, and resurrection, they have been recorded in the Bible so that you and I can know for sure who he was, and so that you and I can know who he still is today, and so that by trusting in this Jesus, you and I can have faith, forgiveness, and an unshakable eternal hope. St. John the Evangelist writes that the Holy Scriptures were written so that we can know of Jesus and that by believing in this Jesus, we might have life in his name. Oh, my friend, let it be our daily prayer then that we no longer argue about religion or search endlessly for faith. Instead, let us simply believe in the Lord Jesus the Christ, the long-promised Messiah. For when you trust in Jesus, then you will, by faith, be connected to him of whom all the prophets bear witness, that through his name, everyone who believes in him, in Jesus, receives the forgiveness of sins. Oh, my friend, how important that last statement is. Jesus was not some new fly-by-night guru who happened to arrive in Palestine. Jesus was not a Messiah. He was the long-promised Messiah. Of Jesus, all the prophets in the entire Bible bear witness. And through his name, everyone who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins. And so, therefore, if your mind has been asking, why are there so many different religions in the world? You need wonder no more. Stake your future not on the endless philosophical arguments of speculation, but rather upon the unchanging facts of history as recorded in the Bible. By faith, connect with Jesus who caused the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and even the dead to be raised unto life. This is the same Jesus of whom all the prophets bear witness, that through his name, everyone who believes in him, including you today, my friend, receives the forgiveness of sins. Oh, dear Lord, we pray, grant help and hope and strength and forgiveness unto all who are listening today. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.